got you, 216. Let me open you
Love
up, brother.
Talk Radio.
Well, let me turn down my little chill music and everything, 216. Let me open you up. 216, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
You was talking about learning yourself.
Yes. You hear me? Yes, I hear you, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, ask you, what?
Sure.
Where do you start? Because I've been trying to, figure out this question. I typed in the question, in the last slide that you made, but I don't
Wait, know. Speak up. I can't hear you. You're falling off. Speak up. Wait, brother. Brother, you're coming in and out. Come on. You're coming in and out.
I said I messaged you in the live last time with the other guys. I don't think you saw my message, but I was just asking, what steps would you take to, finding yourself?
What steps you take to learn yourself?
Yeah, would I be finding something that I, differentiating what I like and what I don't like? Is that what you mean?
Okay. Tell me something that you like. Tell me something about you that you like. Tell me something about yourself. What is something that you love to do above all things? Now, me, I'm a big-ass kid. I can go from Netflix to video games to Marvel, Capcom, DC, whatever. I'm a big-ass kid. So what about you? What do you like to do? What is it you like to do?
I like to eat.
Okay, other than eating, what else do you like to do?
I like fashion, and I like watching TV. I like going outside.
Okay.
To the park.
All right. So what I'm saying is this, okay? What I'm saying to you is this, is that, okay, let's take I like to eat, all right? All right? Now, let's talk about food. Now, how can you take you liking to eat and using that in a way to communicate yourself with a woman? That and to get women to respond to you easily. This is easy one. I know you can't see it, but I'm going to help you out, okay? I'm going to give you one.
Right.
Nah, fuck it. Don't even try. I'm going to give you one absolutely free off the top of my dome. All you got to do, guys, you don't understand drawing women in, and you don't understand how you can draw them in by just being basically you. All right. If I was you, this is what I would do. And now you got to be able to back this shit up. This is what I would do. First thing I would do, brother, is I would – let me pull it up. What I would do is I would go to – oh, wait, not that. Let me get that shit off. First thing I would do is I would go to I get on Facebook, okay? I get on Facebook. And I would join a dating group, whichever dating group you want to join, interracial, whatever your kick is and whatever you want to join, whatever your thing is, black women – white, Spanish, whatever it is. After I introduce myself to the people in that chat room, first thing I would do is I would say, ladies, I want to get your opinion on something. I have this wild idea, and ladies, I want to get your opinion on something. You know, just the other day I was walking in the store, and I saw some Grand's cinnamon rolls in the store. And to myself, I'm thinking, how can I utilize these Grand's cinnamon rolls to create a dessert that is so different that when the woman comes over to my place, she's going to know that I am very sensual, sexual, and romantic, right? And then what I would do is I would post the end result. Now, you got to learn how to make this is when she comes over. But what I'm saying is I will create this because I'd show you when she comes over. But what I'm saying is what if I posted this, which you see right here, in that chat room to those women, say, look, if you were dating or seeing me and you came over to my place and we were having an intimate moment, nice music, no lights, and I made this for you, ladies. What would you think and what would you do? Now, one thing you got to do, forget about all the guys. They'll come in. Some will be like, it's cool and all that. Some guys going to talk shit. You got to bypass all that. But look at what I'm communicating right here. I'm communicating.
What you like.
Well, yeah, but I'm communicating that if you spend time with me, so it doesn't matter what the guys say. Every woman that likes it, emojis or comments at that point, those are all the women I can talk to right there. Because let me say, guess what? What if a, let's say a black chick that's beautiful and sexy commented on it, right? Well, guess what? The first thing I'm going to do is go ahead and say, hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I noticed that you made an emoji or you made a comment on the dish I made. Now, I would love to tell you about that dish, but you know what? What do you think about the dish? What do you think about it? That's conversation right there off of just a dish. Every woman that likes what you post is a woman you could begin the conversation with. Because women are starving for men that are creative, brother. And that's just food. That's just food, brother. But I'm saying that I'm always, what, positioning myself by showing you that, you know what, I'm a regular old guy that has a bunch of qualities about himself. I am a library and an open book of roller coaster rides, amusement, fun, and excitement. But in order for you to be that way, 216, you must build it, brother. You've got to build it. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
How do you want to build you to be able to express you to a woman? How do you want to do it?
Like you said, just communicating what I like.
What do you call it? Communicate
using,
what?
Using what I like to. Well, using what
I like. What?
You know.
But how are you going to do it? It's not, listen, that's the first step. Once you have that down, you've got to go to the next level. How are you going to do it? Why are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? What happens if she goes to the left? Where are your responses to the left? What if she goes to the right? What are your responses to the right? If she moves forward, what are your responses? If she pulls back, what are your responses? If she gets offended, what are your responses? If she's turned on, see, this is how deep the game is, brother. It's not just coming up with an answer. You must have an answer to everything. Everything. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's making sense.
And as you are learning you the way you should learn you, you should be able to answer everything. Now, guys, I got something for y'all that I want y'all to see and call while I'm talking to you. I'm just showing them live on the air what I have that I want you to understand. And we're going to break each one of these things down. But I'm going to start with the very first one, which is the most important one of the game that I want you guys to see. So let me go ahead and show the guys live on air what I'm talking about. Right here is going to be your blueprint right here. Right here. These five motherfucking things are the blueprint to how you communicate. And each one of these things are truly significant because most guys are not seeing how deep the game is. And like I always do with you guys, we like to go deep. We like to give you guys out there that are listening information where you can take notes to understand that, again, nobody's talking about what I'm discussing right here. First thing we want to look at is the first thing as in having a idea. But I don't know if you're looking at it, 216, but...
I am.
Okay, well, here's my question. Why is the young man clearing the board of the chess pieces? Why do you think that?
To start a new idea or, like, you know?
Kind of. Let me break some game down to you, what y'all do. See, most of y'all are playing checkers anyway, but let me explain something to you. See... the reason most guys can't communicate with women is because what they're normally doing, they're looking at either the checker pieces, because they ain't really playing chess. They're either looking at the checker pieces they're looking at her chess pieces, or they're looking at the woman. Whoa, hold on. Steven, stop. Let me say it again. Let me say it again, guys. Follow me. Most individuals are either looking at their checker pieces, they're looking at her chess pieces, or they're looking at the woman. And see, when you communicate based off of who you are. You must always clear the your chess pieces. Because remember, the rule of the game that I teach you motherfuckers is this. Fuck the chess pieces. The chess board has the rules in which the pieces function. So why would I look at the pieces when I control the motherfucking board? Do you hear what I'm saying? Why look at the chess pieces or your checker pieces? Why look at her chess pieces? And why look at her when you're supposed to look at the board? The board teaches you how to move. The chess pieces just can't move all over the goddamn board. There are rules to how the pieces move. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at your checkers in court, give me an example. When you're looking at your pieces, you're saying, well, where do I have to move to prove myself to get her to like me? Or you're looking at her pieces. What do I got to do to show her that I'm a great guy? Or you're looking at her and saying, oh my God, she's such a tough opponent. I ain't even got a shot with this woman. But the first thing you've got to do in the game before you even start communicating is clearing off your pieces. Because you're not, see, you can't move your pieces if you don't know the opponent in which you're playing the game against. How are you going to move and you don't even know the opponent? How do you know where to move if you don't know the opponent? Does that make any sense, 216?
It's making sense now.
So what I'm saying, brother, is that the reason I clear my board off is because I'm going to be open to whoever she is because I don't know who she is. Is she theater, opera, classical, acid jazz, blues, Dixieland, country, pop? Do I know what she is when I meet her? Do I know? I know? Yes or no?
No.
Right. So if I don't know and I move against an opponent who I don't know, then I'm setting myself up for a downfall because I ain't taking the time to clear my own board. See, I clear my board to get this thing called clarity. I clear my board to get clarity. And I play a solid position. I don't move forward. I don't move back. I stay where I'm at in the motherfucking present, right? But what I have to do, and let's get to the second thing, what I got to do is the next step. The next step is this. In order for me to know what she is, I've got to go and be able to encode what the fuck she is. Now, this is a tricky thing because I want to let you guys know. Steve, I know sometimes women can be like this. Sometimes women can be like that. But the encoding that I'm doing is the encoding for me, not for her. I'm just trying to make the slight adjustments because I'm not just one thing. I'm not just R&B. I'm pop. I'm goth. I'm metal. I'm rock. I'm reggae. I'm world. I'm Celtic. I am all things. So because I have created this world for myself to be able to talk to any woman, anywhere, anytime, any place, I just got to know the frequency in which I need to talk. 9 times out of 10, it's still going to be the same thing, because no matter what she is, brother, clear, concise, and transparent. By what? What you see is what you get. This is who I am. You know what I mean? I want you to understand me and get to know me. And through understanding and getting to know me, we're also not – see, this is going to sound crazy. And follow me, it's going to sound fucking crazy. Listen to me. You want to know why I'm not trying to get to know her? Why do you think I'm not trying to get to know her? Why do you think I'm not trying to get to know her when I first meet her?
I don't know. She could be lying to you.
No, Pete Gang. Because the woman she is that I meet is not the motherfucking woman she's going to be when she gets with me. Hold on, let me back this shit up. Listen to what I'm saying. The woman that she is right now, why do I want to get to know that person? That I don't even give a fuck about that person, because that motherfucker has never met me, somebody that's going to find things. I'm about to elevate her. So if I'm looking to elevate her on another level, why do I want to get to know the old her when I can get to know the new her as she's getting to know herself on a whole different level? Man, y'all ain't ready for this, guys. Y'all ain't ready for this. But you see what I'm saying? I don't want to know the old her, because the old her is a woman that is thirsting for sexual stimulation. It's a woman that wants someone to understand them, and they're missing out on things. So I don't want to get to know her, because who she is when she gets with me, I don't want to know that motherfucker. I want to get to know what she becomes as her and I are talking to each other. That's the one I want to know. I don't want to know this person, because that person is blinded by what she thinks is real men. She's blinded by, she thinks that this is how life is going to be. You know what? And I just can't find a guy to stimulate me, make me smile, make me laugh, make me think. Peep Gang, if the average woman can't find a guy to do all those things, then she doesn't really know what she's looking for, because in her mind, she's saying, well, Ronnie makes me laugh, and, you know, Bobby's intellectual, and this guy over here is this, and that guy over here is that. So in her mind, she's like damn near Frankenstein in what she thinks is the perfect guy, because she's never met me before. I don't look at her for what she is, because I know she doesn't even see herself the way she should see herself. Think about something. Think about, let's get deep for a second. Think about the average woman out there that, what, all she does is get around boring ass people that really don't make her see and feel and think and just, you know, just want to scream and joy, just feeling happy. Remember I showed you, let me see, where is it at? Remember this? Let's see, look at the board. Let's go to number 1 and 2. Let's go 1, 2, and 3. We ain't even going to get to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go to 1, 2, and 3. How many motherfuckers do you know can even get to 1? Okay, you know what 1 is? 1 is when you're not around and she thinks about you, no matter what capacity it is, there's a smile on her face. That's just number 1. But what happens when you can put a smile on her face? What happens when she thinks about you and she has a smile on her face? But let me show you. Let's keep going. Because remember what I'm showing you right now. Okay, have the idea. encode the message, okay? But once I encode the message, brother, the question is 216. How do I want to send it? But not just how do I want to send it, what do I want to invoke in her with the message that I send? See, y'all guys think, all right, I'm going to throw something up against the wall, hope something sticks, right? I'm in my mental studio, really my culinary school, cooking up ways that if I close my eyes and I say to myself, I can use that to make her laugh. Not make her laugh to deceive her, but maybe I want to use this to make her laugh to feel good. Maybe I want to use this to make her laugh when she's having a bad day. Maybe I want to use this to make her laugh when she's having a good day. Maybe I want to make her laugh. Do you see this? This is just one thing of millions. But how am I going to send that to her? Because I'm no longer looking at my pieces. I'm not looking at her pieces. I'm not looking at her. I'm only focused on who I am because I'm looking to elevate her. I want her, when she's done talking to me, or what? Have you ever had somebody call or miss you even when she's with you? I know y'all think I'm crazy when I'm saying that, but have you ever had anybody miss you when they're talking to you, or miss you when they're with you, or miss you when they're around you? Oh, have you ever had anybody do that before? Hey, can you imagine that happening? Why would a woman miss you even though you're either talking to her or you're with her? Why? How can that happen? I don't even ask my mentor how that shit happened, but I know this. It's because when a woman is really in tune with you and y'all are really connecting, she sees things in herself that she could never imagine. Remember, guys, there's three levels of thinking here, man. Most women have world is flat thinking. But then when they know that there's more, when she goes beyond that edge, she's like, holy shit, if it's this good, then what's next? What's around that corner and around that corner? But gentlemen, if y'all look up, it's kind of dark. If y'all look up at the sky, man, the world is infinite, just like your mind. But what I'm saying is, I want her going this way. Why? Because the more she knows and learns about herself and her sexuality, the more open she is, because there's a trust there to say that, you know what? She can be the one thing that they can't be to the majority of you motherfuckers out there, and that is be herself. Can a woman really actually be herself around you guys? Think about that. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes or no?
Yes.
Well, yes what?
Do you want me to, you're saying elaborate on that?
Yes.
I mean, like you said, if she's open to trust you, then, you know, she's willing to be herself. Like, I guess subconsciously, she's just, like, free, not really thinking too much, not really putting up a defense.
No, wait. Well, think about this. What do you think a woman feels when she doesn't have to have double takes or question what she's going to say? What happens when she's like, I'm in love, or not even love. You know what? I'm missing him. And you know what? I'm going to tell him I miss him without worrying about, well, is this a game of who is taking over who? Or can I just tell him that I'm missing him because I'm fucking missing him, because it feels good to tell him I'm missing him, because I feel liberated, because I'm free to be, and I'm free to be me and express me. Hey, you ready? Check it out. She tells you she misses you. What happens if you take that and show her that, you know what, even though you're missing me, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it. Let's go deeper into the word. What is it that you're missing? Talk to me. Let me know how you think. You know what? Fuck all that fucking what you do for a living type shit. We'll get to that shit later. I wanna go beyond. I wanna know what's behind. I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, I wanna know what's behind that smile. I wanna know what's behind those arts. And I got your goddamn wanna know what's behind those thoughts. Because it goes to, wait, where's my thing? It goes to the step, the next step right here. Decodes. Gentlemen, look at what you see in that bottom left-hand corner. Her mind is an infinite. Guys, y'all understand, man. When you show her that who she is and she can be deeper on a deeper level, now, it's going to be attached to the emotion, but please understand that. Yes, it's going to be attached to the emotion, but guess what? Look at the feedback that she has. Because we are, it's not that we're dangerous. It's not that we're dangerous for y'all guys. We're not dangerous and bad thing. We're dangerous because what we do is we liberate them on a mental level to be. I don't mind her. I want her. See, we know women are emotional, right? But the biggest problem women have is that they're always bottling up and capping the emotions off. What if we unscrewed that cap and let herself go to what she feels is the ceiling of her emotions, which will automatically turn to the floor of her emotions because then it'll be another ceiling. But what happens if we keep letting her go or she lets herself go where she feels safe around you, where she can tell you anything, where she can talk to you without ridicule or judge. You know, they're going to have ups and downs and all that stuff, but it's the communication, gentlemen. It's the communication. I got a question. How do you rate a man who calls to comfort his woman who is mad, upset when she ends up masturbating for him? All right, here's a question, guys. Here's a question I got. How do you rate a man who calls to comfort his woman who is mad and upset and she ends up masturbating for him? Got some answers question for you. You call that motherfucker your man. You might as well call him your man. Let me see how they'll call it. 515-605-9370 is the number. See anyone that's calling. Okay, yeah. You call that motherfucker your man. Yeah, that's what you call that motherfucker. You call him your man. That's what you call him. Because, gentlemen, if a woman is upset with you, okay, all right, a woman's upset. Sometimes even when a woman is upset, there's something about a man that can listen to her without judging her and be able to not solve. Because we don't – see, sometimes in the game, as far as communication, gentlemen, you're not there to fix what's wrong. But you should be able to communicate with her and let her know that, you know what, I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You see, it's not, y'all guys always think this shit's like a dictatorship. It's not. It's part of the power of communication. Because the more you open her up, the more relaxed she is, the more wet that pussy gets, and then the more she wants to play with that pretty pussy of hers, right? Don't you want to be there when she's in the bed naked? With her pussy wet as fuck and she wants to play with herself, don't you want to be there? Yeah, I think most of you want to be there, right, 216? Don't you want to be there?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So if you want to be there, but again, it's doing what I'm saying, clearing off the chessboard and moving beyond what you think. See, people think communication is asking a woman a million questions. No, I want to go on a deeper level because I'm trying to find out, okay, where are you at as far as men go? Because every woman, I mean, The average woman is dealing with a guy. All right, let me think about this. Check this out. If a woman gets with a guy or talks to a guy that she gets a little bit of stimulation from, because he's so different, she may think this is the best she's ever going to have because, wow, he's really stimulating me, right? But what if you can stimulate her 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and on Sunday? What if you were that guy? What if you were the guy that every time she thinks about you or fantasizes about you, that there's something that gives, it's a feeling she has. Now, let's get to that chart. Let me show you this chart right here. Because, again, most guys, let's pull up the chart. Remember the chart I showed you. Most guys will never get past one. Now, why do we go? Let's go to number two. Why is woman number two so excited? Because, gentlemen, when you know how to communicate with power and you communicate who you are, let's go to number two. You know what? I'm not saying guys like me, we're not the lottery. But how do you think she's going to feel when she knows that a man who doesn't give his time to a lot of women is giving his time to her? Think about that, 216. How deep would that be, brother? What do you think about that?
So, can you repeat that question? I don't understand.
All right. I'm going to go continue the show. Well, you go. I'm going to throw you back in. You got a question, call back, but I'm going to continue with the show. Hit me when you got a question, but let me continue with the show, okay, brother? I'll throw you back in. You got to pay attention. All right, pay attention. I don't like repeating. Pay attention. 515-605-9373 is the number. Guys, you have a question, go ahead and ask. Let's chop it up. But, gentlemen, it's not just, okay. It's saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to clear the board, and I want to express myself my way without coming off soft, weak, or thirsty. And the first thing that I must do for myself is I have to know how to lead by example. The man that communicates and cannot lead by the words he communicate is just blowing smoke up her motherfucking ass and giving her false fantasies. Your motherfucking actions and your behaviors have got to speak louder than your words. So whatever you say, you better be able to back that shit up. You better be able to back that shit up. Because if you can't back it up, you're going to lose the woman. You're going to lose the woman. But I know it's hard. Let me see if you guys got any messages or anything. Let me check the guys out. Let me see. Any guys that got any question, put a Q in there. We got you. Or you got a statement, go ahead and put it in there. Got a lady coming through the next 15 minutes. Thank you for the wisdom. I still got some more to learn to. DT. Let me show you communication that you got to think about, brother. If you know you got a woman coming over, what's the play? What's the plan? What's the thought? What are you going to mix down? What do you want to convey to her when she comes over to your place? That's communicating with yourself. Then being able to take that and turn it into action. See, so many of us out there, man, cannot take what we are and be able to convey what we are to a woman without looking like, I mean, a lot of y'all guys like, oh, my God, what do I say? What do I do? I mean, Steve, you're making this all complicated. Brother, this shit is not, man, this shit is so easy when you know me. But, okay, DT, all right, she's bringing you food. Tell me more. She's bringing you food. All right, and what? What is she at? What else? What else is going on? She's bringing you food. What's up? 515-605-9373 is the number. What's up, man? She's bringing you food. What's up? What else is she doing? What else is she doing? Let me know. She's bringing you food. That's all you're saying. Come on. Give me more. But, gentlemen, you cannot create what I'm showing you when you're not looking at yourself for the answers, man. You have got to be able to look for yourself for the answers, but there's several things that you have to do in order to understand the game. always, gentlemen, think before you speak. Because most of you guys don't even, well, he doesn't want to call in. I'm not going to ask him to call in. He ain't ready to do that shit. He ain't ready to call in. I would ask him to call in, but he ain't ready to do that shit. All right, we're going to watch a movie, Cuddle the Smash. All right. Well, what I'm saying to you guys out there, what's the plan, DT? I wish you would call in. I don't think you would call in, but what's the plan? What's the plan? All right, you're giving me a quick synopsis of what you're talking about. What's the plan, though? What's the plan? And most of you guys don't even think that long or hard on having the plan. What is the plan? What is the backup plan? What is the backup of the backup if there's another plan to have with that? But for so many of you guys out there, this is why you've got to learn you and how you communicate. All right, call in real quick. Let me see here. Call in real quick. I got you, brother. Call in. I got you, man. 515-605-9373. Call in. Let's talk. Call in. Because I want you guys, this is what I'm saying to you guys. Got to have some kind of plan that you got to rehearse to know what it is you're doing. Okay? DT, we're waiting. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. That's, I'm trying to ask you guys a question. 515-605-9373 is the question. Waiting on them. D, you got to call in, brother, because if you don't call in, I have to block you from the show. So I'm going to give you 1 minute. If you do not call in this next minute, you know I don't like playing and wasting my time because I want to teach the class. So you have 1 minute to call in. You do not call in, I'll block you, and we'll just move on. I'm not mad, not upset. We'll just block you. All right, there we go. Quick. I like that shit. DT, what's going on, man? I guess this is you. 747, what's up, man?
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we've been seeing each other for a minute now. It's been like 2 weeks. You know, just vibing. And I guess, I feel like the situation, I guess I got, like, a bit lucky because, I don't know, like, I feel like she's been, like, initiating more, like, I guess, like, the intimacy between us, you know?
Well, why is she leading it, and why aren't you leading?
You know, that's the thing, like, I don't know exactly. I guess I'm still, like, trying to, like, figure things out.
Wait, you don't have time.
But, like,
no, she's about to come over your crib. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's no time to figure out. The time is right now, brother. Time is right now.
I feel you, yeah.
Nah, it ain't no feel you, yeah. What are you going to do? She's coming over. What are you going to do?
Well, I know for a fact we're gonna get it in.
Stop. I want you to think, okay? Slow mm-hmm. it down. Relax, okay?
All
relax.
Right.
Now, when she comes through that door, what are you
yep.
going to do?
Give her a hug, give her a kiss.
And what else?
How
are you going to hug her?
I usually hug her. Her hair's like around the waist, you know, pretty low, close to me, tight. And give her a slow kiss.
Okay. All right. Are you going to hug her where there's distance between her? Are you bringing her close?
Yeah.
Brother, okay. This is what I'm trying to tell you, communicating with yourself. You've got to know every move that is going to be made, so when you make it, you don't hesitate. So I'm asking you, how are you going to hug her? She's right in front of you. How are you going to hug her?
I'm going to grab her by the waist, bring her real close to me. You know, back over a bit.
I'm grabbing her by the waist and I'm bringing her close to me. Hold on. So you're holding her waist while you kiss her?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Now, I'm going to ask you again. You're holding her waist and you're bringing her in to kiss you and you're holding her waist?
Well, more like hugging the waist, but, you know.
Wait a second. Are you holding her waist or are you hugging her? You got, brother, I'm trying to get you to be specific, my brother. I got you.
It'd be a more of a hug around the waist.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Is it right hand first or left hand first? Where are we going, right or left hand?
It'll be both arms, you know.
Okay, so when you see her, you're not going up high. You're coming down low, grabbing her waist and bring her.
Yep.
All right, so it's going to be a low hug, right?
Yep, uh-huh.
So let me ask you, hold on a second. All right. Your head going to be to the right of her or the left of her?
The right side of her, like always.
Okay, it's going to be the right side of her, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hug her, what are you going to say to her?
I missed her. It's been a long week. Good seeing her.
All right, well, okay. It's good seeing her, but okay. Can you not smell her perfume? Can you not smell her perfume? Can you not feel her skin?
Yeah.
So if you can smell her perfume and you can feel her skin, then what might you think that you want to say in her ear?
She smells real good, like she always does.
Right. Okay, good.
Her hair is beautiful, like it always is.
All right, that's cool. That's cool, my brother. But then what do you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got you, brother. Got you. What do you think is the most important thing that you need to say after that? What do you think is the most important thing that you need to say after that? What do you think that is?
Definitely not. How's your day been?
Okay. I want you to think now. Yeah, we're doing good, but what is the next important thing that you've got to say? After you kiss her or if you hug her, how good she smells.
How you doing right now?
No, not how you doing right now. Somewhere in that realm, in that neighborhood, but not how you're doing right now. You got to say thank you for getting me that food. You got to say thank you. Wait, when you hug.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
We came from there, right? Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Simple, yeah.
Then that's when you go in for the kiss.
I see what you're saying.
Right. Because you got to show. Hold on a second. Hey, 725, I'll bring you one second. Wait, hold on 746. Hold on a second, big dog, okay? Stay right there. Hold on. You stay right there, okay, brother?
Okay. She just came
right,
out okay.
Yeah, we're going to finish. And then, if she comes, hang up on me, but let me finish. Let me grab this call real quick. 725, do you have a question, man? What's up?
Nah, I ain't got no question, man. I just, I just came to join in the party, man, just to be a participant.
Okay, well, just if you got a question, let me know, man, okay? We'll throw you back in, okay, big dog?
Yes, sir.
All right, respect to you, brother, respect. Now, brother, why do you think I want you to step back and tell her thank you for the food?
You feel like those small details that she'll notice will, arouse her a bit more?
Brother, it's the small details. See, the details are very important because what you're saying is, you know what, I appreciate you bringing that food over here, but let me give you another my appreciation by leaning in. 678, I got you 1 second. By leaning in and giving you a kiss. See that?
Okay. Okay, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
That's flow. You know what I'm saying? That's flow.
Uh-huh.
But now, why don't we back up a little bit? Why don't instead of... before we say thank you and a kiss, why do you think I want you to leave the door open? Or when she walks in, why do you think I want the door cracked open?
So the other people outside I can see or what?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
The
reason I want you to do that is because it's nothing sexy like pushing her up against the door and let her ass close the door. Why then you give her that passionate ass kiss for saying thank you for coming over. But what I'm saying to you, and this is what I'm trying to give you all game right here, is that I gotta grab 678, but what I'm saying, brother, is this. The reason I'm saying this is because these are the things you should be thinking about before she even comes through that door. Before you even meet her. You should be thinking that, you know what, this is what I'm going to do to that woman. This is just one of a million things, but you know what? I'm gonna put that away. That's one thing I'm going to put away, right?
Exactly.
Or then if you sing it again, you say, you know, I got another one. You know what? Why not when I see her, I twirl her around and look her up and down and smile and bring her around and say, bring your ass over here. That's another one you can put in the chamber. Do you see what I'm saying, D? You create it. You can create. And that's just the door. That's just her coming through the door, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's your home. You can create a fucking wonderland of shit you can do that the average motherfucker ain't doing.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Does that make any sense, young man?
Okay, yeah,
Now, look,
I'm buttering her up.
Well, no. You're not buttering her up. See, we don't butter her up. We don't butter her up. We don't butter her down. You know what we do? We the motherfucking butter. We the butter. Okay? You know what I mean? We don't butter. I'm not trying to butter her up. I'm the butter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So no matter what we do, she going to get that butter. Yeah. Right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I see.
What kind of music?
Thank you so much.
What kind of music are you playing?
Oh, I'm playing a video game, Gears of War, but
Hey, what kind of fucking video game you playing, little man? What kind of music you playing when she comes over your house?
Oh my bad. I think you said right now on typically like rap music. Like she loves Tupac.
Are you gonna play some Pac? Okay. All right, hey, listen. Yes, y'all motherfucker. Play some Pac, man. I don't know. But, hey, have it lightly in the background. Don't have that shit turned up.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, wait. Now, what do you have ordered? Do you have any dessert? What y'all have? What's for dessert?
I just told her to bring some McDonald's, honestly.
You brought us. Wait, she's bringing you some McDonald's?
Yeah.
McDonald's? I love y'all little motherfuckers. Hey baby, can you give me a number one, baby? Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, a number one, medium size, I want a Coke. Is that what the God damn it, let me grab this up. Hold on, man. Let me grab this other call real quick, motherfucker. Put your Gears of War ass. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab this call real quick. 678, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm living in your world, brother. How can I help you, man? What's up?
Man, okay, so I'm trying to get some advice on getting over bitterness.
All right, what bitterness do you have? Of you, women, what is the bitterness?
I got cheated on, and I was the nice guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started off as an asshole. She complained about it, and I made corrections and did everything she asked me to do.
Wait, what happened again? What happened? Say it again.
I got cheated on.
Right, no. You said she said something.
Yeah, she was. She used to complain
about what?
How I would treat her.
Oh, wait. How did you treat her?
Like,
how did you treat her? How were you treating her?
I mean,
in her words,
like a sexual object.
So were you just fucking?
That was the original intention, yeah, and then she ended up being my girl.
Wait, whoa, wait. You just was fucking her, then all of a sudden how the fuck did she become your girl? How'd that happen?
I mean
what?
We were having sex for about a year, and then she was
tell me how she was like. What was she like?
When I said that she was like, wait, I'm sorry, what are you asking?
What was she, you said you was fucking for a year, and she was like, let's have a relationship, and you was like, okay. Was that what you were saying?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Hold on, let me get Mom here. Mom.
Damn.
Oh, Florida. Let me get this straight. So you let her dictate the whole relationship. Is that what you did?
Not necessarily. I mean, I thought about it, and at the time, she was a cool person. She was adding value to my life, so I figured, why the fuck not?
Okay, what was the stipulation of the relationship then? Or you just said yes?
It wasn't really much stipulations. It was, we were pretty much doing the same shit we were doing before. You know, everybody saw us together all the fucking time.
No, I'm not an everybody motherfucker, man. I know what the rules are. Don't you create the rules? You got to create the rules. So she wanted you to be what? 4-4, I got you, brother. She wanted you to do what? What did she want you to do? And then did it. And all of a sudden she left you because you did that shit, right? What was it?
It was just a bunch of small complaints. You know what I'm saying? It would be a bunch of shit. Like,
give me a small complaint. Give me a small complaint.
I don't feel like you listen to me.
Because you don't? What's another one?
I don't feel like you care about me.
Because you don't? What's another one?
I don't feel like you support me.
We know you didn't do that shit. So what's another one? She's right. Where's another one?
But that's the thing. I did all that shit, and that's why she left. She literally told me, I like you more when I thought you only wanted me for sex before she cheated.
Then why didn't you just make it about the sex then? She was the one that wanted a relationship.
Because
what? I got you 4-4.
When I did make it about the sex and we were having sex, it wasn't really, she would complain about, you know, all the extra shit. So I started doing the extra shit. I started paying attention more. I started, you know, supporting her on her ventures at Yale, getting 2 doctorate degrees and all this bullshit. I was supportive of all of that shit.
Okay, so where is the bitterness? Is it the bitterness with you or her right now? You're saying you're bitter about her, or what are you saying as far as bitterness? 6-4, I got you too.
The bitterness is towards women in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I feel
we're not bitter towards women. I mean, come on. Can you say the word ass and not smile? My cheeks hurt when I say it. You can't say the word ass without smiling. That hurts my cheeks.
And that's the thing. Like, I know that bitterness is not the way, you know.
Right.
But I can't help that anger that I feel like. And it's not to say that, you know,
but
I'm not against learning how to seduce and shit.
Right, I know. Hold on a second. 4-4, hang in there. 6-4, I got you. Real quick, brother. Let me ask you a question. What are you building right now? Tell me, what are you building?
Outside of wealth?
No.
There's nothing really that I'm focusing
outside.
On outside of money.
I don't talk about the outside. I talk about the mindset. What are you building?
Wealth.
Can wealth checks for you, brother? Can wealth
text for me?
Can wealth text for you? Can you take your
for me?
Wait. You grab it. Hold on. Let me see. You say this. All right. I want to say something to the girl, and the money be like this. And can your money text for you? Yes or no?
No.
Then why are you bringing up your wealth? What the fuck does your wealth got to do with anything? That just means you're responsible.
You asked me what I was building, and
right,
I'm building wealth.
Wait. Did you pay for a degree?
Pay for it? Fuck no.
You sure?
Positive. You're not talking to somebody who's like a fucking simp for these bitches.
My lesson learned
in that relationship.
Brother, listen to me. A simp is bitter when it comes to women. So think about that. I'm not calling you a simp, but you're mad at women because you are not building what you need to build inside of you. Where is your culinary school that you have inside of your mind to cook up flavor to spit in her eye and spit in her ear? Where is your studio that you're building up to be able to mix down your soundtrack when you're putting that yak in her? Where is your fucking marketing team at that you build in your mind to market yourself better to women? Where's your roller coaster rides that you're building so when she comes and hangs out with you? Where's your film room that you're building so after every day is over, you're looking at the film of what you did right versus what you did wrong? So you ain't doing it, brother, because you ain't building anything. Does that make any sense?
I'm not going to lie. 60% of it made sense, yeah.
Okay, what is the 40 that doesn't?
I was just trying to, like, grasp all of the analogies.
Okay, brother, what I'm saying is you have to create your own universe in which you operate in here. Nobody can get in here unless you let them in. You must create a universe. I mean, you should have a Roman Senate passing laws that you live by, that you create. You see, I keep telling you it's about me. I got you 404 and 604. I got you. Me. So I'm creating for myself. And when I get with the woman, she gets the benefits if she's worthy enough to be around me. Okay, brother. How do you think I'm so good at putting flavor in a woman's ear? How am I so good that a woman can, there's nothing you can tell me that a woman has told you that I can't give a solution to right now without even knowing who you are. How am I able to do that? And it's not because I'm good with women. I'm good with women. But I created my world to my specifications. My specifications. And there's nothing a woman can't do or say to me that I don't have an answer for, because I know me and I know what I expect and I know what I want. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. And honestly, I may not have done it to the degree that you're doing it, but I feel like throughout the relationship and even before the relationship, you know what I'm saying? I was operating on a similar wavelength.
Let me tell you why you wasn't, bro. Let me tell you why. You were operating as a sometimes. I operate all the time. I always stand on my motherfucking square. I'll never move off my square. If you don't like me or not interested in me, then you can go. I am not going to change me for you. I choose to change me, just like I want the woman to choose to be with me. I don't try to force issues, brother. You see, y'all guys, y'all ain't standing on shit. You're like half this, half that. I'm all motherfucking man. I know what the fuck I am. I know what I'd expect, and I have my demands. Does that make any sense?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not really sure how it ties together with what I asked.
Because, my brother, if you're focused on your motherfucking self, then how the fuck can you be bitter about women?
I mean, black women have done me wrong my entire life, man.
Question. If the game ain't about motherfucking women, then what the fuck are you bitter about?
Shoot, I guess myself for how I handle the women.
No.
Or how I handle the cards that I was dealt.
Well, you what? You handle how you allowed her to deal you the motherfucking cards. Because you never stood on your motherfucking square. If you didn't want to have a relationship with that motherfucker, why didn't you tell her no? And why didn't you tell her that you know
because
if you
I was open to it. Because I was open to it. I mean, honestly, because I cared for it.
Okay. Oh, now we're getting to the nuclear. You started caring for that pussy. So she threw that pussy on you, huh? She tightened up those motherfucking lips and locked hell to your dick. Oh, man. Right? You fell in love with the pussy. Huh?
Man, it wasn't even that because the thing is when I was talking to her, I had options. It was later on down the line, we both put off our options for the other person.
Okay. But you're still bitter.
Yeah, because, I mean, I trusted her. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and it's not even, and the reason why I say women is because she did the same shit to me that my mother did to my father. You know what I'm saying?
But are you your
and
daddy?
It's like,
are you your daddy? I got to grab
said,
you.
What?
Are you your daddy?
No.
So then why are you bringing up something that you ain't? Why are you telling about what your mother did to your dad? You're not your daddy, so why do you give a fuck what your mother did to your dad?
Because when I confronted her and I asked her why she abandoned me, she said that she just didn't want to deal with the responsibility and face consequences.
Okay,
and
brother.
That's the common pattern that I see in women.
Okay, no, that's a common pattern that you create in women. I don't ever ask a woman why the fuck she abandoned me. Men don't ask that motherfucking shit. If she lets me go, okay, I'm going to leave a candle in the window. When you want to bring your ass back, come back. I'm not going to ask you why you abandoned me.
I'm not talking about the girl. I'm talking about my mother.
But what? Okay. All right, wait. Can you hold on a second? I got to grab these.
Fuck the bitch.
All right, wait.
I'm talking about my mother.
All right, wait, 404, I'm going to bring you in real quick, 604, I got you. Let me ask this man one question. Stay right there, 404, 604, I got you. Bro, let me ask you a question. When did you ask your mother that question?
3 years ago.
Okay, and how old are you?
28.
Okay. Do you know what age you're supposed to be when you're supposed to cut the umbilical cord from your mother as a man? How old do you think you should be?
Shit, man. Like 16?
No. 9, 8 years old. You've got to cut it because mom is never going to cut it because you're always mom. Look, you're 28 years old. And guess what? You'll always be her baby. As a man, and I know most of y'all understand this part of the game, you must cut the umbilical cord. I didn't say not to love
her. I was never dependent on her. She was barely a part of my life.
But you say you ain't dependent on her, but you're talking about abandonment. Why do you care about the abandonment? Why?
Because, I mean, I wanted to know why she left.
Okay. A woman can do whatever she wants to do. Let her do it. Because she's not going to give you her why. She's not. Y'all guys have got to stop this like Little House on the Prairie type thinking that these women going to tell you a truth of what they're doing, man. Now, wait, 678, hold on a second, brother. Let me grab these other calls real quick, okay? They've been waiting. Hold on,
all
you
right.
Stay in the queue, okay? Stay right there. Let me grab these calls real quick. 404 and 604. I'm sorry to wait. 404, what's up?
Oh, what's going on?
You got it. What's your question, brother? I'm sorry for the wait. What's going on? 604, I got you next.
Yeah, I met this girl today. I was talking to her. At the park, we was talking about 30 to 40 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? And, I got to know her. I filled out or whatever. She was there with her son. She had to leave. She left. And She gave her my number. She called me, let me know that was her number. So when she left, you know what I'm saying, I still was at the park, talking to my friends or whatever. So I just sent her a text. She liked the text. So I ended up calling her. We had a conversation about 10, 15 minutes on the phone. She had run to the store, and she had called me back. So she didn't call me back, but my question is, how often should I keep in contact with a woman that I meet to not necessarily be in a rush to get the pussy or whatever, but to, you know what I'm saying, I ain't trying to rush things, but sometimes I get a scarcity mindset, like, should I call her too much or too little, or how to balance it all out?
Let me teach you the rules of worship. This is the most important thing to understand, okay? Two men can say the exact same thing, and one guy can come off thirsty and creepy while the other guy is a turn on. But what's the difference in the two guys? What do you think the difference is in the two guys?
The mindset.
What about the mindset?
One guy is more confident when he's saying what he's saying.
I'm going to give you a B minus. That's close. But look deeper. It's not the confidence.
It's the impact.
It's the rule of worship.
Mm-hmm.
When a man worships himself more than anything else in this world, he can tell a woman anything under the sun that he wants, and he's not going to come off thirsty because he loves himself first, versus the man that puts the woman on the throne, rolls fruit at her feet, bending over backwards, begging her, pleading, and trying to prove himself. He can say the same thing. It's going to come off weird and creepy, man. Remember I told you guys last night about Mickey Mouse, if y'all was fucking paying attention. What did I tell you about Mickey Mouse? It's not about the good guy anymore with these older women. It's not the good guy. They don't want the good guy anymore. Okay, let me get that wrong. They want a good guy, but they don't want the good guy. Where are you going? And why are you talking to that guy? And it's not fair. You're not nice, and you're being mean to me. They don't want that bitch. They want the bad guy in the Disney movie that says, look, you're either down or you're not. And if you're not, cool. If you are, cool. All I need to know is where you stand at so I know how I need to move. Once I know where you need to stand and I know how to move, we're going to move. Because I got a plan. Go ahead. What's up?
So I'm trying to, this is kind of like chess. I'm trying to make that next move.
But you got to clear the board. You got to look at the video. Look at what I'm showing you right now. You got to do number one, and you're not even doing the first level. That's why your communication is off, because you're not – let me post it up right here. You're not doing number one. You're not clearing the board. In order to be able to communicate, you're either too busy looking at your pieces, looking at her pieces, or looking at her motherfucking body. And you ain't focusing on what you need to do. Clear the fucking board. Trust the man in the mirror. What's up?
So we had a conversation with good, but what have me feeling ambivalent about this woman is the part of how often should
Okay, let me ask you a question.
How often
should you go get something to drink? Tell me. You tell me. Goddamn right. How often should you go get something to eat, sir?
At least every time I get hungry.
So when you grab a remote control, do you not press the buttons of the channels you want to play?
Yes, sir.
Do you not turn up the volume when you want more volume and turn it down or mute the shit when you don't want to hear it anymore?
Yes, sir.
So then what's the difference between that and a motherfucking woman?
Okay, so in the past, like when I was dating different girls, it seemed like I used to, before I was getting on the internet.
Brother, what did I tell you they showed in Vikings with Ragnar Lothbrok? Because y'all know I watch a lot of TV and shit. That's Discovery. That's the History Channel. But I learned some history there. But anyway, what did he tell his son? Don't look that way because you're not going that way. So why the fuck are you looking at your past? Why
looking
are you looking at your past to be your present and your future? Why the fuck? The only thing you should be grabbing from your past is game, man. You should be grabbing from your past how to talk, how to spit yak, how to build, how to do things. You're not supposed to be, I remember Susie back in the fifth grade at recess told me that she didn't like me. And because of that, I can't talk to women. That's how y'all are today. Think about that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Stop looking at your fucking past in that way. You look at your past to figure out who the fuck you are. You go ahead and access your motherfucking past to try to figure out who the fuck I am, what the fuck I want, and then what you do, something inside of you pulls up files and information. What motherfucking woman do I want? Why do I want her? What specifications do I have of that woman? You got to figure it out. And then once you figure that shit out, you got to then pull up the second file and ask yourself this motherfucking question is, okay, now how do I communicate me to that woman to show her the third fucking file that you pull up is the expectations. What are the things that you want her to do for you? What is she bringing to your world, your castle? And then once you get that down, you wove in, you put that shit in and store that shit in your files to access the motherfuckers when you talk to the woman, man. That's how the game works. That's how it works. But you can't, you can't do that when you ain't studying you, brother.
What?
When you let me grab. Hey, call, I got you, dog. Who's the other call? Call, I got you. 604, be patient. I got you, dog. 678, I got you. But go ahead, I'm listening, brother.
All right. So for us to come to a continuous view on how we're going to meet up or whatever, you saying that?
It doesn't even start with her. It starts with you in the comfort of your home. Brother, I call it a man mindset because I'm trying to get you young men to see how deep the game is. You must create the blueprint of you with everybody, man, woman, smurf, elf, unicorn, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Care Bear, Gummy Bear, fucking whoever. You have got to learn you stand one way. There's one way of doing things, my way, because everything else is wrong. Why? Why is that important? Because it's the one thing I show you guys that no one talks about. It's the one little thing that is the most important thing when you realize that you are the only one of your kind. There is not another motherfucker in this world like you. He may have the body structure of you, but based on this thing called your fingerprint, you are the only one of your kind. You know what that means? That means you get to set the rules of you. You get to communicate you. You get to set standards that are perfectly for you, not for the next man, but for you, how you move and operate through life, brother. That's how the mind works. So you're saying all the shit about the woman. You doing fucking algebra right now. I'm trying to get you to count from 1 to 10, goddammit. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense because the last time I talked to you, I know you was like, because I had a one-on-one coaching session with you. You was like, call these women. You got to call these women. So that's why I came with that question, like, how often should I call these women? Like,
It's not about how often you should call them. That's where you go wrong. Can you answer the three major questions? Who are you to her? What do you want? And why you? Can you answer those questions? Without her having to even ask. Without her even having to ask you. Can you answer those questions?
Who am I? Who I am to her? And why?
And what do you want? Right. Because that's what she's trying to figure out, you motherfuckers. Who the fuck are you? What do you fucking want from me? And whatever it is you want from me, why should I give it to you?
Right. I see a boredom right now.
Brother, I stressed it to you. I always don't ever go for the pussy. Please don't go for the one between them. Please, I'm begging you. Please don't do that. Because you're never going to get anywhere.
Should I get her to do something for me before?
No. Listen. You position yourself to make her modify her behaviors because the reward she gets from you. Remember I told you the other night about forbidden, the bad thing. Oh, look, oh, my God, I shouldn't do it, but goddamn, it feels good to do it. That forbidden area in which she goes into, where she knows she shouldn't go in there, right? She knows she shouldn't go in there, but you know what? It feels so fucking good. Like, you know, it's like I told you guys, like a chocolate piece of cake. She's working out, running, and doing her fucking aerobics and exercise and all this other shit, and, you know, whatever the fuck, right? And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, my God. I'm going to go ahead and get me a green salad. Or wait a second. And then over yonder, we're saying, hey, what's up, baby? No, I'm not talking to you. No, hey, what's up? I'm just a nice slice of German chocolate cake, baby. Come on, have a bite of me, girl. You know you want it. No. I'm trying to be good. I told myself, I'm gonna eat this. Hey, baby, but look, I won't tell nobody. It'll be our secret. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, aunt. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But look, aunt, when I was on the phone with her, she was. You know how we talk about women will throw little subliminal little window that you have to pick for them, and you know what I'm saying? It turns into what she really means. Hey,
what did she say?
Her son be up all night playing the games. Like,
okay, cool.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
and she said sometimes you just leave the house. Leave
well,
him at
what
home.
What does that have to do with me?
Wait.
If your son is playing video games, right, and you can get out the house, yo, check it out. After... I know a nice little spot that we can hang out to. You know what? You go ahead and let little Timmy or little Day-Day know that, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to run to Walmart and go get some stuff for us. I pick you up. We meet, and we go spend a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Do you understand kids when they playing video games? Oh, God, this is the best. Mom, be quiet, Mom. I'm trying. Oh, God damn it, Mom. I lost. Oh, my God, Mom. Will you fucking leave? You know, I'm not saying kids talk that way. I'm just saying, man. They're like, motherfucker. God damn it. God damn it. Mama got shot. I can die. Mom, will you leave? Wait, hold on, guy. Hold on. Yeah, wait. Hold on, player. Hold on. No, go ahead. Okay. They all into the game. They all on the game. So guess what? They don't care. They focus on the game. So Mom can go out and see you. Remember, you got to give her the solution. Baby, I got you. Hey, if you can get out of the house, let's do something.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But don't say that. straight like that, though, right? It's kind of like...
No, you, okay. This is what you understand. When she's into you, she's going to do it.
Yeah.
Guys, women are not stupid.
Right,
stupid. If she wants to see you bad enough, hey, hey, look what I got. What's up, Mom? Hey, I know you wanted that new Call of Duty. Really? Oh, shit. Thank you. Yeah, baby. You go ahead and download that 32 or 77 gig game and have the best time. Here, here's a joystick. You go and have fun with your with your friends, okay? Now, listen. You know what? Oh, man. Mommy forgot the milk. Mommy forgot the You know what? Baby, I'm going to go to Walmart. Do you need anything? Any ice cream or anything? Well, Mom, no, I'm okay. I got that. Hold on. I got to get online to my friends. Hey, man, you ain't believe this. Hey, Mama, go. Yeah, man, I'm about to download the Call of Duty. Man, Mom know how to run game.
Right.
And Mom getting her titties already. Mom going for some Rick. Come in. Hold on, Eddie, I got you. Eddie. Yeah. But I'm just saying that you guys don't understand. This is why I keep telling you. There's a difference when a woman wants you. When she wants you, she will bend the rules to get what she wants. She bends her rules. You don't force her to. See, the problem is y'all trying to get them to force. This is what y'all do. Hey, baby, let's get some sex. I want to fuck. No, I don't feel like, I just don't have enough met you. Look, baby, I want to fuck. Well, no, I don't want to fuck. Baby, look, see, you bull, you playing a motherfucking game. You know what, fuck that shit, I'm really interested in you. Nah, baby, you playing bull. You force her to do it, right?
Right.
You get on the fucker for 3 minutes of some shit, 3 minutes of fucking 5 seconds, I'm giving you some credit. And then she's sitting in a pole of your nuts saying, this is it. This is what I get. Then she's like, oh, my God, I feel like such a fucking whore. Oh, and then she's going to hate your ass, right? Instead of allowing her to see the benefits of being with you, how does he make me feel? And through that feeling, I want to share this part of me with him. Because you know what? Because if he's taking me this way and he hasn't even touched a pussy before, what the fuck is he going to do when he gets the yeah? Wait, hold on. Eddie, got a question. Hold on, hold on. Hold on real quick. 678, I got you. Hold on, let me grab Eddie because he got a quick question. Eddie, I'm sorry. Hold on, Eddie. What's your question real quick? Stay right there, 404. What's your question, Eddie? What's up, brother?
What's good, on? All right. So, Doggy, can you hear me?
Doggy, baby. What's up?
All right. So 2 days ago, I went to the city, right? I was rolling around the block. I saw three ladies, right?
Uh-huh.
Some from the back. They're in front of me. So I'm like, hey, ladies, hold up. So and I'm in my wheelchair. So they thought they were in my way. I'm like, no, you good. And so
right.
I'm like, I'm Eddie, ladies. And then I'm like, your name. They told me all their names.
Yes.
And then since they're wearing dresses, right? Something came in my mind. I have a swing, right? Okay, so I don't know if this was game or if it was being creepy. So I tested this out. So I told one of the ladies, the reason I want to talk to you is as soon as I saw your soft looking thighs, it reminded me of my swing. Was that too much?
Yeah, it was too much. Brother, what does Uncle always tell you? I remember the song. There was a song with little kids. Remember? Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Eyes.
Okay. I just wanted to try that one.
Eddie, shoulders up, Eddie. Shoulders up.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, stop. That's it. Don't talk about her thighs or anything.
All right. Yeah, got you.
Okay, man. Right. Let me get back to these other guys, man. Okay.
Right, thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. You got this little horny ass want to talk about thighs and shit. 6 7, I'm going to get you 1 second.
Man,
Man, Eddie, get your ass off. Let me get to 404 real quick. Then I'm getting to 678. 678, I got you, brother. One more second. 404, what is your last question? What's up?
I was just listening.
Okay.
I was just listening.
Okay, I'm going to throw you on. Let me go back to 678. 678, sorry for the, sorry for the wait, brother. Okay, let's chop it up, 678. You there, my brother? You there, big dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I understand that you have some issues based off of what your mother said to you. And I don't want you to feel bad on it. I'm not here to make you feel bad about how you feel about what your mother did to you, okay? That's not what this is about, okay? But what I'm trying to get you to see is that this, okay? In life, everything is not going to go your way, okay? Okay, that's what you got to understand, okay? And what you've got to do is you must, and it's, hold on a second, hold on a second, give me a second, or that, all right, added it to something, all right, here you go. What I'm saying is this, brother, when a woman does something to you, you know it's your mother, okay, you've got to learn from the experience, but also ask yourself, how will I handle it if it happens again? You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
And once you have that answer and you believe in that answer, brother, this is just you believing in that answer, okay? That's when I'm saying to you is you got to create a law here in your mind in which you operate. And it's got to be a non-negotiable law that you cannot bend or run from. Does that make any sense?
It does, and this is where I kind of have my problem. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my whole thing is when I think about women, if I have a child, right, I don't want my child to grow up in a household where he's receiving negative energy because of, like, some traumatic bullshit, right?
You know
what I'm saying? Like, I want my child to grow up with a healthy mindset. I want my child to grow up confident. I don't want my child to be, like, a female basher or anything like that.
No, brother. It's
but,
okay. All right, I understand what you want. Okay. But now let's
when
work.
When I look at reality. Go
but
ahead.
No, that's, okay. Okay. What you've got to stop doing, okay, this is in order for you to grow, there's one thing you got to stop doing. You've got to stop worrying about the next man. You've got to stop worrying about the next man. That's why I stopped you, because you were about to say in reality, and I know you're about to say something about women. And I wanted to stop you before you said what you're about to say so I can get you to break that motherfucking chain so you can be a free thinker. This is the reality on a woman, okay? A woman can't do anything to you that you don't allow her to do, young man. A woman can't do anything to you that you don't allow. Now, follow me on this, okay? What I'm saying to you is this. If you know what you stand for, let me ask you a question. You got a job, don't you? You have a job, right?
Yeah.
And when you went to HR or whatever for your interview, did the company tell you what their expectations are? Did they not tell you that?
Not really. It's more like my mentor, you know what I'm saying? He just brought me on.
Okay, so when you went, nobody told you what they expect of you?
My mentor, yeah, pretty much.
But then, so somebody told you what they expected of you, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the standard. And what you
right.
don't have is a standard for yourself because you're okay, listen, and listen, this is no knocking because I don't want you to take it the wrong way. So I don't want to grade, listen. Your standard right now is real emotional and not logical. Because you think there's a big bad wolf out there, somebody under your bed that's looking to dog you out or treat you bad, and that's not the truth. That's not the truth, brother.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
How can I accept that as something that's not the truth when I've been given evidence of it my whole life?
You have seen it. Does that mean it's evidence that pertains to you, or is it to that person?
Can you rephrase that in a different way?
All right. What I'm saying is you're saying that you've seen, okay, you're saying you've seen women do things to men, basically. Is that yes or no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, with that being said, why do you give a fuck what a woman does to somebody else when it's not her doing it to you? Why do you care?
It's happened to me, and I know what that man is going through. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
No, wait.
Like, I feel like especially when it comes to black men, like,
there's not
enough people.
Brother, say this if this is right. It didn't happen to you. You allowed it to happen to you. Let's talk about that one thing that happened to you. What was the thing that happened to you that you said happened to you? What was it?
Me getting cheated on or me getting abandoned?
All right, we can go to the cheat part if you want to, because you wasn't fucking her right if you want to go there. But if you want to go to the abandoned side, you can. Which way you want to go? Which way you want to go? You want to go to cheat or you want to go to the abandonment? Which one?
Whichever you think would be more constructive, I guess.
All right, well then, what is you being abandoned got to do with you being a motherfucking man? I'm sorry, you didn't hear me. Did you hear the question or no? No,
I heard you. I guess I don't have an answer for it.
But then you didn't.
Nothing.
I don't understand about y'all. How do y'all feel? How do y'all make statements and don't even know the why behind that statement? I'm not knocking you, brother, but this is amazing to me. You say you felt abandoned, but you don't even know why you feel even motherfucking abandoned. Why?
No. Like she left when I was 7. She left my dad when I was 7.
Okay, so what? Do you want to be like mom or did you want to be like dad?
I didn't really aspire to be like either one of them, I guess.
Then why does it matter what she did? Okay, look, let me tell y'all a cold, hard fact about motherfucking life. Life doesn't give a fuck about none of us, nor does the game. Does the game? It's how you manage through this shit that makes you a motherfucking man or not. I'm sorry. Everything
right.
is not sunshine and fucking rainbows. I wish it was, but it's not. That's why
right.
I teach you young men to be selfishly selfish. Listen, I'm sorry your mother left, but that has nothing to do with you being the man you are or being what you are today. Because then if that's
right.
the case, you're being like, not saying you are, but you're being with women, like feminine guys, blaming women for every fucking thing. She didn't do anything. She did one thing one time. I'm sorry she did it. And I understand as a young 7-year-old boy, it was a traumatic thing for you, yes. But there's got to be a time where you do this thing called grow the fuck up and accept the world for what the fuck it is and learn how to be about you.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to understand, like, how I should view women, because right now I see them as pieces of shit. And
okay,
I know that comes from a bitter place. I don't want to look at them that way.
Well, stop looking at them that way. Brother, this is simple. Stop looking at them that way. Because they ain't pieces of shit. Because guess what? Are they that important? Women are not that important to be anything to a man until he decides she's something to him. So when you look at a woman, you shouldn't be looking at the woman like she's a piece of shit. You should be asking yourself.
I'm sorry. You blocked out. You blocked out for a second. You said women aren't that important to you?
Well, what part do you mean that I blocked the fuck out? I know what the fuck I said, and I'll say it again. Women are nothing but a fucking perk to me, man. They're not important
okay.
until I deem them worthy, man. The fuck? Do you know how many... Brother, look. Believe you me. I get offers and opportunities all the time, but they ain't special to me. That's why I don't go with the offers, because you know what? If you're just about a body with no substance, You're wasting my motherfucking time. Because when I look at a woman, her body and her looks will get my curiosity like you motherfuckers. But the only difference is she's got to show me why she's worth my attention. She's got to show me why she's worth my attention.
I feel you 100% on that. I feel you 100%. The reason why I'm saying that is because, okay, what made her different from the other women that I was fucking is right now she's currently attending Yale pursuing 2 doctorate degrees in medicine and in chemistry. You know what I'm saying? She started off as a homeless chick.
How many pussies does a woman have?
1.
That's why she fucking doesn't want to fuck with you. Have you even named the pussy?
Have I named her pussy?
God, that's strike number 2. When is the last time that when she came home from a hard day at fucking studying shit, you had the bubble baths, some wine, and some roses in the bathtub waiting for her? When's the last time after wait, hold on. I'm asking this.
Yale's in Connecticut, dog. Yale's in Connecticut. I'm in Atlanta.
No. Wait. You're talking to the motherfucking dean here. Hold on. So even if she's in Yale, even if she's Yale and I can't touch her, you don't think I can still set that shit up? Baby, this is what I want you to do. You see that little package? Hey, baby, I just sent you a package with these bath oils, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to take these bath oils. I want you to put in the tub, and I want you to get a nice, nice bubble bath. Go ahead and put those candles there and everything, baby. You know what I want you to do? I want to go live on video with you so I can watch you relax and take a bath so I can tell you how sexy you are, and we can talk about your day. You telling me that's you can't do that? That's game right there, brother. That's game.
Yeah, I'm going to steal that for sure.
Now, I know that, dog. Wait, hold on. I got another call. Wait, you stay right there, 678. Hold on, let me grab this real quick call because I'm not done talking to you. Hold on 1 second. Stay right there. Erico 111. Oh, God damn it. 111, what's your question, man? What's up? Do you have a question? You're just listening.
I'm just listening.
All right, thank you, brother. Okay, we'll throw you back in. All right, so 678, listen to me, brother. Listen to me. What I'm saying to you, brother, is this. Most of you guys don't understand sexuality. Y'all run from that shit like it's the plague. But what you got to understand, June, gentlemen, in 2 months, you're getting a new batch of brand new women that are legal, that are finally free of their parents, and they're looking to explore their sexuality through 1 guy, 2 guys, a woman, 2 girls, a guy and a girl. Whatever her kink is, she's about to explore herself in a way, and she's cutting off all those little high school boys off, right? She's cutting them off. She's now looking for a thing called mental and sexual stimulation. She no longer wants that little motherfucker that's going to kiss her on her neck, hump on her, and go to sleep. Because let me ask you a question, guy, big dog, the one that has the woman from Yale. Oh, wait, let me ask you a question, 678. So after you get done fucking your girl and you smashing and all that shit, right, what do you do afterwards? What do you do afterwards?
Listen to her talk about some bullshit.
Of course. What do you think I would do?
I think you might just get up there and be like, all right, bitch, I'm out.
I roll my little cake ass off the motherfucking bed. I walk over and go get that motherfucking thing of lotion. I'd bring that motherfucker into the goddamn kitchen. I'd squirt that motherfucker in a bowl, pop that motherfucker in the microwave for 10 goddamn seconds to get it warm. Bring my motherfucking ass. See, brother, there's this thing called after play. There's 5 play, during play, and after play, brother. Because what I'm showing her is why she should be with me. Because even if she's talking, see a lot of guys be like, no, I ain't doing all that shit. And that's why y'all had a problem. God. Hey, I have no
question.
Problem.
Do you sell anything on your website that specifically goes over that?
All that shit. I teach you how to kiss, eat pussy, and fuck. How to make out. how to even make meals for free when she comes over. I show you how to make meals for women. I show you how to position yourself. Now, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you have any wine above your bed? Do you have any wine above your bed? Hold on,
yeah.
One more question. Why do you have the wine above your bed? What for? What is it for?
I got my room set up a certain way, so it's like a Venus flytrap when I bring these girls through.
Well, why do you have the wine above your bed? What is your why? Don't have it just to have it. What is your why?
Just in case she wants something to drink when she come back.
Okay, I'm going to get – hold on. You stay right there, 678. Hold on. Let me grab this other call because this guy's calling back. Stay right there, 678, because I'm a spit game because you want to learn. Stay right there, brother. Hold on 1 second. 111, you're calling back. Did you have a question, brother? What's up, man?
Some of the shit you teach is outdated. You've been married 20 years.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely – wait, brother, you're absolutely right. You're right. So the best thing you need to do is not listen to me. You're right. I'm outdated. I don't know what I'm talking about. So you know what? Why don't you listen to somebody else? Okay, brother? You good?
Yo, nah, but I fuck with you.
Now, here you go, 678. See that? Solved. Hey, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Go. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're right. I agree with you. So if I'm agreeing with you, go. I'm outdated. I ain't got no game. I don't know what I'm talking about. But let me get back to you, 678. You're right. He's right. I'm outdated. If he's saying I'm outdated,
oh,
I'm outdated.
Shit.
Well, don't waste your time listening to me, guys, if you feel I'm outdated. Find somebody else because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I have no idea. But anyway, let me get back to you, brother. So I want you to think about the rule of the game when it comes to the dress, the purse, and the shoes. Why are those things important for a woman? Dress, purses, and shoes. Why? Because I'm breaking down game. Why is that important?
No idea.
Let me ask you a question. Do the dresses, purses, and shoes take women out on dates?
Nah, I feel like they do that shit for each other.
No, but wait. Does a dress, a purse, and a shoe take a woman out on a date? Right? No. But here's the million-dollar question. Why do the women invest in those things? If those things are not kissing their asses, they're not bending over backwards, and they're not feeding them, why do these women invest in those things? Why do you think that? 216, I got you, man. Why do you think that?
I guess to, like, I mean, make themselves more appealing.
Ooh, close. Ooh, I'm going to give you a B-. Close. Listen to me. It's this simple, brother. Women are insecure. The prettier she is, the bigger her insecurities are, right? Right?
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Why do the dresses, purses, and shoes draw those women in then? Because they don't talk to women. They don't text. They just position themselves in front of the store or somewhere in the store, right? Okay.
Right.
So what happens is you got different kind of women. Okay. Let's follow game on this. You got one woman that's going to walk by and see the dress. Oh, that's a pretty dress. She's going to keep walking. There's another woman that's going to walk by and say, wow, that's a pretty dress. Let me see if it's got my size. And she'll see it's got her size and she'll put it back on the rack and she'll walk away. You got the other woman that'll say, wow, that's a pretty dress. Let me see if it's my size. She check her size. I can't afford it. I don't want it. But sometimes she'll come back and buy it. Then you got the woman that does all three of those things and grab the dress and go in front of the mirror and put the dress in front of her to see how it might look on her, and she may buy or not. And then the last woman, why do you think they have mirrors in the fucking fitting room? Because when she goes in that fitting room and she puts that shit on and she's twirling around and looking at her ass and seeing how her titties looking and all that shit, it takes away her insecurities, so she buys into the shit because she thinks that is going to take away how the fuck she feels about herself. And the dresses, purses, and shoes didn't fucking beg her, did they? They just positioned themselves, right? Right?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you, brother, and 216, I got you. 111, you don't, hey, brother, hold on, wait. 111, what's up, brother? How can I help you, man? What's up? Okay, well, I'm glad you're driving. Okay, hold on 1 second, 678. Let me finish the game. Hold on, let me go to 216 real quick. I'll give you some game. Hold on 1 second. 216, what's your question, brother? What's up, man?
Hello? Okay, so you was asking me a question before, and I had to do my little research on the little six pointers about having the idea and coding, carrying the code and feedback and stuff. So I just wanted to see if I'm getting the information right. So, like, having the idea is what you want to do, right? And then encoding, you know, the message is, like, the flavor that you're speaking to your ears. And then when you carry the message,
you have to decode before you encode. That means you got to take what she's saying and encode that shit to be able to reply back to what she's saying, brother, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to throw you back in. Hold on. 111, what is your – hold on, let me ask. Hold on, 678. This might be a new guy. 111, can I help you? What's up, brother?
Business cards are old, homie. We can have a debate right now about that old shit, bro.
Okay, well, hey, brother, I'm sorry you got the beard. I'm sorry. The number you have reached is the wrong
number. And you said –
I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong number. I don't know. You're wrong. I'm sorry. Wrong place, brother. You go somewhere else. You're in the wrong store, wrong shop. Now, 678, back to you, brother. Let me switch games to you. Check this out, 678. Check this out, brother. Listen, here's the important thing, brother. Here's the important thing, okay? Listen. The important thing is this. The lines are down, so we'll reset them if y'all want to or not, because I got some business to take care of, little one. Hold on, 111, hold on. Let me help you out, brother. I'm going to open you up to hang up on you, okay? 111, I'm going to open you up, and you're open, and now I'm going to hang up on you. Okay, there you go. Hung up on you. Now, let me get back to you, brother. So here's the thing I'm trying to say to you. What if you can position yourself to show a woman why she should fuck with you? Just like that. What if you could be the purse, the dress, and the shoes? What if you could be the one to take away her insecurities? What if you could be the one that instead of putting on a dress, she puts you on? Does that make any sense, my brother?
Damn.
Wait, you just
said some shit right there.
Right, but check it out. Let me show you why. Come on, brother. You want to know why I tell you to have wine above your bed? Because how do you talk to women? I mean, tell me, how do you talk to women? You just text them, right?
Nah.
How do you talk to women?
I cold approach.
Brother, we don't cold approach. That's PUA shit. Throw that shit out. Throw that out. Throw all of that. Don't say cold approach. That's that PUA shit. Men don't cold approach. We just put our bed in. But I'm saying when you're talking to a woman, how do you communicate to that woman?
I mean, I just try to get physical as quickly as possible, man.
Why? Why do you get physical with her? Physically quick. Why do you rush it?
I don't know. I feel like if I don't,
this is new. All right, listen. Listen. This is why I'm teaching you some game here. It's about communication. Whenever you have a thought or a statement, make sure you know why you're saying what you're saying, or you are full of shit. I'm not telling you full of shit. You see what I'm saying? I'm asking you.
Yeah.
How do you communicate with a woman?
Well, I guess maybe I'm overthinking your question. Like, what do you mean specifically?
Okay. All right. Communication. How do you, like, do you take a styrofoam cup and poke a hole and put a string in there and poke a hole in the other styrofoam cup and give her the cup and you go, hey, how you doing? And she goes, I'm fine. How do you communicate to the fucking woman? How do you
over the phone, in person, and through text? Over the phone, in person, through text, or social media?
Phone, person, or through text message, right?
Yeah.
And that's all you got? Do you want to impact
her? That's all I got.
Let me ask you a question. Does your phone have a microphone on it? Does your phone have a video camera? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Wait. Is Am I getting a light bulb?
I FaceTime too. Yeah.
Are we getting a light bulb moment here? Or you don't see it?
Nah, I still don't see it, man. I'm sorry, man.
If your phone has a microphone on it and it has a camera, what can you use those things for?
Communication.
Right. But how can you use those to communicate with a woman?
Well, an example would be like what you were talking about with the whole toilet thing. I mean, the bathroom thing, right, with the bubble bath and the candles and shit.
But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about most men or guys, I won't say men, most guys today don't know how to communicate with a woman to show her the value that they hold for themselves. Everything I show you is to position yourself with a woman. Not beg, not barter, and not try to fuck so fast. Because you do understand there's two different types of fucking out there, don't you? Wait, let me ask you a question. What kind of fucking do you want? Let me ask you that question. What kind of fucking do you want? Do you want the kind where she just lays on her back, spreads her legs open, and say, I hurry up and get it over with? Or do you want the kind of fucking where she can wait to suck your dick, rip your clothes off, and throw you around and ride that motherfucker like a pony? What is it that you want?
Definitely the latter.
Okay. So do you think what you're doing right now, being thirsty, is going to make her wet and horny enough to want to fuck you like that?
I mean, shit, man. For some women, it actually works. Like, a lot of women are in situations where they don't feel like nobody wants them, especially, like, the more masculine type chicks.
Well, I don't, what do you mean masculine type women? I don't want you fucking with no masculine type. Hey, motherfucker, bring your ass over here. Come here, stand still. You know, I don't want you to mess with those motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, for them, those are the ones that, you know, I smash them and keep them on the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not the ones that I typically look for long-term relationships with.
Oh, my God. I understand, young man. But I don't understand. You guys, I got questions. Put a Q in there. What I don't understand from you guys out here is why don't you go for the best of the best if you are the best to you? Why not mess with beautiful women or approach beautiful women? Why do y'all always scrape the bottom of the fucking barrel or grab the low hanging fruit? Why do y'all always go for the easy ones? Is that really a challenge to go after easy women? Or is it a challenge to go after the ones that are not necessarily playing hard to get, but the ones that want more from a motherfucker than just kissing her on her neck, spitting on her pussy, fucking her for 2 minutes, and going to sleep? What do you think, brother?
Shoot, man. I mean, honestly, that's what I tried to be with this last girl, man. And it was working for a while.
Who did you try to be? You try to be what?
I try to be, you know, that good, thoughtful guy, you know what I'm saying, that does all the extra shit.
I don't want you to be the good guy in the Walt Disney movie. I want you to be that asshole that fucking wins. Well, he loses as little girls, that motherfucker loses, but that motherfucker wins when they become an adult. So why not be that guy? Check it out. You don't have a sense of adventure. You don't have an imagination, and you don't have sexual creativity. Can we agree on that? You don't have those things, right? Can we agree on that?
I disagree with the sense of adventure, but yeah.
Give me a sense of adventure, because remember, you're the one that, didn't you say that she cheated on you?
Yeah.
So do you think that you had a sense of adventure?
For sure.
Remember, you don't even know how many pussies a woman has. You didn't even name the pussy. You're like, name the pussy. What is that? So tell me about your sense of adventure, man.
I mean, I'm always trying to put myself in situations where I'm afraid because I feel like I face fear, the more I expand as a person.
Wait. You put yourselves in situations where you're afraid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe we have a disconnect. What I'm saying is a sense of adventure. I'm saying a sense of sexual adventure. What is your woman like?
Okay.
What is your woman? When's the last time you role play with your woman when you were with her? How many times did you role play?
Shit, never.
Wait. You know she was going to Yale. And that when there was nothing inside of you, you had a sense of sexual adventure to go to Party City, get some glasses like a professor, walk in there with a nice suit with some books to teach the class, and you want her to stay after class to answer a question. And when she's coming to ask you the question, you take her head and move it down towards your dick and have her suck, and then you fuck her like a professor would. You never thought about that? It is. That never crossed your mind?
No, sir. That sounds like a porn skit.
But then why? That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. See, this is what I'm talking about. Most of you guys don't have any kind of sexuality about yourselves. When's the last time you told her to go in the shower and take her phone and she's in another state? To go ahead and take a shower so you can watch her wash your body. When's the last time you did that?
Did that a couple of times.
Tell me what you do. Walk me through it. What did you do?
Honestly, it was just me being on some purr shit. I was like, hey, instead of like doing all this extra shit after the shower, I want to see you do it before the shower and during. But I didn't really get to see much because when we FaceTimed, like, it got super foggy, and I couldn't see shit. She had to keep wiping it off.
All right. Hold on. Steve, how do you keep a woman chasing your ass without doing much to get her? Brother. Everything that I'm showing you guys, no party. Okay? Follow Uncle on this, okay? Everything that I'm showing you, okay, is showing you what you are creating for yourself. I'm not creating it for her. I'm creating it for myself to show her that I ain't like them. So I like to put a lot or much in me, because I know what I bring to the fucking table. I am, God damn it, Cody, I am the opportunity. I'm not the option. I'm not. What I am systematically doing without doing it is all I'm doing is being me. And here I'm talking to the guy that's asked the question. Hold on, caller. What I'm saying to you, brother, no party is this, okay? A woman is not going to chase somebody that she is not connected to. And that's what this is not porn. She's not going to chase you right off the bat, because if you're not invoking or showing things inside of her that she feels, all right, when she gets off the phone with you and then she moves on her day and she ain't thinking about you, you got work to do. When you get off the phone with a woman, the conversation or whatever it is should linger beyond the motherfucking conversation, beyond the conversation. I want her to make the decision of what she wants to do without any manipulation, any deception, any lies. I want her to want me because she wants me, because the thought of wanting me is greater than the thought of not having me. Does that make any sense, Carl? I mean, no party. This is how the game runs, brother. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. What I'm saying to all you guys out there, you must build what it is you do just like, okay, can we admit that how much you think a Louis Vuitton bag costs? What, $12,000, brother? Like $12,000? Caller, it's like in the thousands, right? Caller, 678.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton. Right.
Yeah.
How much you think that bitch costs to make?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was like maybe $20?
Lower. Shit probably costs like $5 to $10 to fucking make. If that. But what gives it power? What gives it the markup that she's got to have that bag?
Branding, because, marketing, consumerism.
Whoa. Right, okay, we're getting somewhere. Marketing. Because they market the bag to say everybody can't have it. Withheld from the market. Everybody can have it. But when you have it, you're special, right? Just like that dress.
Right.
Just like those shoes. It's withheld from the market, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, are you a man that's holding his dick from the market, or are you flooding the market with dick? Which one do you think you're doing?
Definitely flooding the market.
So if you're flooding the market with dick, then is there any value in you at all? If you're doing what everybody else is doing who ain't fucking like you doing, does that click?
Yeah.
You want to know why I don't try to fuck women, but position myself to show them why they should fuck me? You want to know why? Because the moment we meet, we're not necessarily fucking, but we're going. There's something that goes on in the mind. Y'all don't understand the mind. I'm trying to show y'all the mind of how the game works. The mind. The one thing that most guys don't even think about. Her mind, her sexuality. If you walk into her door of her mind and sexuality, you're going to have different rooms, okay? Think of it like that. You walking into her mind right now, there are a corridor and there are room and there are doors all the way down that motherfucker. And every room is an emotion, or every room is a type of sexual experience. There's a romantic door, there's a sensual door, there's a sexual door, there's a smooth door, there's a kinky door, a freaky door, a naughty door, a nasty door, there's a role-playing door, there's doors of shit that they like to do that y'all never will know door because y'all don't even get that far down. But what if, no matter what door she opens up, she sees you? No matter what door she opens up in her mind, every door she sees, goddamn, he's in every goddamn door. When I'm thinking about something romantic of him taking me down, slow down and slow my body and eating my pussy really slow, goddamn, there he is. What about him bending me over, smacking my ass, pulling my hair and saying, take the dick? Oh, damn it. He's in that door right there, too. Don't you want to be... See, I don't want to go after the pussy because the pussy is always going to be tied to the belief system that you cannot change. You will never, ever change a belief system of a woman. Cannot be done. You can't do it. She's got to do it. But the only way she's going to do it, caller, is to see how you communicate and how are you. See, y'all motherfuckers don't even understand communication to even understand women.
How can, you got courses on that too, I'm assuming, right?
I got everything, brother, but I'm just saying, brother, I mean, you send me a number or something, we'll do a session and then we'll break some down, but What I'm saying to you guys that are watching me right now and listen to me and everything is that this is simple. Safety, no judgments, emotional benefits, trust, emotional evaluations, and value. When you can hit these things, they will modify the behaviors themselves because they see value in you because you're doing shit the average guy can't do. Why would a woman want to fuck me if I'm judging her to be ain't shit and bitches and they ain't no good and all that? Why would she fuck me? She won't feel safe around me. There's no emotional benefit. There's no choice. Trust, excuse me. With no trust, there's no value. So I'm either going to fall in the friend zone or the creepy motherfucking zone. Does that make any sense, caller?
Yes, sir.
But how do you learn you well enough to express you to a woman without seeming thirsty? It's by just fucking talking to the woman. That's it, talking to her. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. This is all... Hold on. Let me check my time. Hold on a second. All right, hold on. Somebody's sitting there. All right, so what I'm saying to you guys out here that are listening to me, and this is an important thing. This is what I try to tell all you guys out here. I know you guys do not market, advertise yourself well because you've never created a marketing and advertising company in your mind. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm always marketing me to myself because if I can't give myself a seal of approval on how I am to me, how the fuck is she going to approve me then, brother? How's she going to approve me? Does that make any sense, caller?
Yes, sir.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on a second. All right. What I'm saying is this. Marketing team. Y'all are here. I'm going to use Easter as a marketing one. Fuck it. I'll use Halloween because we're about to swing back to Halloween. I'm going to use Halloween. Do you know, since COVID is gone and this shit's about to open up again, I can release in September the Halloween game. You want to know what the Halloween game is? You want to know what the Halloween game is, brother?
Sure.
All right, let me peep game on this. What do you think when they have Halloween parties? Tell me something. When are you going, if you were going to a Halloween party where there were fucking women, because Halloween is the only time of the year women get to dress like sluts and whores and get away with it. So if there's a Halloween party at the club, what are you dressing as? I'm going to show you game. What are you dressing as?
I guess a nigga with some boxes or some shit like Superman.
Okay, so but why? I mean, why? If you're going to be a motherfucker with boxes, why? Why? Hey, A-Dog,
just
hit
to make
me.
Shit easily accessible?
Hold on. A-Dog, send me a message and your number and I got you, brother. No, I'm asking you this question. Why would you go to a party in boxers? What's the purpose? What's the purpose?
To make shit easy and accessible, I guess.
To what? To what?
For the females.
To do what? This isn't, I didn't say an orgy.
To fuck in an isolated spot.
Wait, brother. I didn't say an orgy. I said a Halloween party, man. I didn't say an orgy. I said a Halloween party. I'm showing you marketing 101, how the game works. And I'm going to release this in September to y'all guys. So don't worry. I got you. Guys, I got so much game. I'm going to show y'all how to pull women on Halloween. It's the most coldest motherfucking game. And I'm going to break it down to you. But I'm asking you, what are you dressing to as Halloween? What are you dressing as?
Batman, I guess.
Okay, of course. Why you dressed as Batman? I love y'all guys. Why you dressed as Batman?
Man, shoot, man. I always kind of see myself as like
not this
African
year.
Bruce Wayne. You
ain't, not this year you ain't going to dress as Batman. You know you're going to dress as this year when you fuck with me? You know what you're going to dress as?
What's up?
A motherfucking fortune teller. And you want to know why? Are you ready?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, no. It's real interesting because your boy's got motherfucking game. See, I'm not going to go to no motherfucking... See, people, y'all go to, like, Halloween parties just to go to Halloween parties, and you never utilize the costume to be able to put flavor in a motherfucking woman. Now, everybody's going to be Batman, Spider-Man, Aquaman, Iron Man, Frankenstein, mummies, and all that other goofy shit. But what I'm saying to you is my marketing team's already got this, and I got this for y'all in September, but peep game. I'm going to show you how cold I am. First thing I'm going to do, are you ready? I'm going to look in the mirror. And I got to practice this. You ready? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Wait, listen to me. Hello. No, that's not right. Let me see if I can be more of an old man. Hello. Wait, that isn't right. And I got to practice that. I got to practice me being an old man because I'm going into character. Hello. Wait. Hello. I got to keep practicing that. But I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you game. And I'm going to show you how cold your boy is. Why do you think I'm going as a fortune teller? Why do you think I'm going as a fortune teller?
Shoot, maybe to pull one of them Erykah Badu type bitches.
Man, I'm not going to pull one. Brother, after I get done talking to you this shit, I'm not going to pull one. I'm damn near going to pull them all. Because I'm going to do this thing that y'all motherfuckers ain't doing. Peep game on this shit. I'm not just going to be a fortune teller, brother. I'm going to be a fortune teller for sexy, single women. You want to know why? Because when September comes, guys, I've got the, it's all free. It's going, I'm going to show you how to make the fortune teller board. I'm going to show you how to put the lights on that motherfucker. I'm going to show you what to do with the tarot cards. I'm gonna show you how to do everything, brothers, and peep game. I got on my chest and I got on my little board. Fortunes for sexy single women. So I'm walking around like an old motherfucking man because I've got that little white Fu Manchu and I got white ass hair and shit. And I'm going around fortunes for sexy single women. Would you like your fortune? Because I played a character because I'm that kind of freak motherfucker. Well, check this out. When they see me, what you think of as? Well, let me tell me my fortune. the only one that's going to bite are what? The sexy single women. And even some of them that aren't single are going to do that. They're going to keep right. There you go, Lorenzo. Read my fortune. Hey, Lorenzo, they come to you like flies on shit, brother. They are going to be drawn into you because they're like, holy shit. Tell me my fortune. First thing I'm going to do, okay? First thing I'm going to do, no. Not yet, wait a second. Hold on, not yet. Hold on, wait, hold off. Hold on. First thing I'm going to do is when I see the woman, brother, I'm going to say, oh, would you like your fortune told? I'm being character. I'm going to grab her hand. And guys, I want y'all to feel that you do it. Don't believe me, you do it. Take your middle finger and start from her middle finger right there and slide all the way down right there. Feel that. Okay, guys, take your fucking middle finger. We don't know you're doing this live on air. Just fucking feel. Take your finger and go right here to the tip of her middle finger and slide it all the way down like that. Y'all feel that? First thing I'm going to do when I read her motherfucking palm. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to say to her when I do the palm reading, because I am going to twirl her ass around. Yeah, you know I mean? But this is the coldest part of the game. It's the fucking fortune. The first card I flip over, I'm just giving you an example. You look like the kind of woman that wants a real man in her life. Second fortune I'm flipping over. You look like the kind of woman that's looking for excitement in her life, caller. And the third card is going to have my business card attached to the other side of that shit. And when I flip that motherfucker over, call this number and all your fortunes will be granted. Next woman up. You see what I'm saying, brother? I'm utilizing the costume to benefit me. Does that make any sense, guys? Does that make any sense? Well, let me shut the lines down real quick. Let me shut the lines down because we're about to wrap up the show in a second.